Hey everybody, what's going on? Welcome to the What's the Fuzz podcast. I'm your host, Reiner, and no snappy one-liner this time for the show's intro, because last time that was kind of unnecessary whiplash with how the rest of the interview went on. So I just want to say that as of June 28th, 2020, the date of the recording, there still has not been any arrests for Breonna Taylor's murderers. And the three names are Jonathan Mattingly, Brett Hankinson, and Miles Cosgrove. No justice, no peace. Anyway, my guest today is you've probably seen him on your timeline at least a few times this week. Maybe last week, too. He's got outfits that range from cordial to onesie to caveman. And he brings a lot of excitement onto your timeline whenever you see him. You can catch him at DigiDyson. And he is a wonderful fellow. How you doing today?
Man, wait, what is the... I'm confused. What? When did I do a caveman look?
Listen, I'm not, like, going through all of your videos to find the specific one, but I swear to God, there was one time, like, at 2 a.m., I checked my timeline, and I'm just like, what does this guy have on? What is this pattern? What is this?
Yeah, I think there's one that kind of is very Fred Flintstone. Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought. Honestly, I probably could have said anything there. It would have worked out. Oh man, how's it going on your side of the world? What's going on over there?
Very well. I mean, there was a Nazi rally in Boston. Oh. So yeah, there was a counter protest. I wasn't out there. I'm inside. I'm not going anywhere. Boston's really white. Yeah, we're doing our best, but I'm online and online only right now.
Hey man, I can't fault you for that at all. That's kind of ironic, though, the Boston having counter protests when the freaking Boston Tea Party happened there. Isn't that kind of ironic?
A little bit, but also Boston was the only place to greenlight the straight pride thing, so...
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah, that happened here. Wow. I don't know how successful it was, I just ignored it, but straight pride was a thing.
Yeah, from what I heard, it was more of a redneck, white nationalist, Ku Klux Klan menagerie of, you know, just all kinds of white debauchery just going on. And nothing really good came out of it. Is good the right word for that?
That's, yeah, it's accurate, I guess.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty fair. And how long have you been in the furry fandom, if you don't mind me asking?
Ooh, okay. Well, okay. So technically since like maybe 2013, but really 2018 that's when I made the Sona. So that's when I count. I was like furry adjacent prior to 2018.
And you decided on a tiger elk? Was that like your first option or?
There was a lot. I am very indecisive. There was a dragon at one point.
Ooh, like me.
There's so many options. And then I was like, wait a minute. Someone said, why don't you just combine these two things? And I was like, oh my God, I can do that because it doesn't even matter. I can do whatever I want. So I just did that.
Well, it certainly seems to be working out for you.
Yes. It's my one true Sona. I'm not making more than one. It's going to be way too many commissions.
That's absolutely valid. Would you say that there was anything you wanted to change about your Sona? Anything you don't like about it right now?
No. See, okay, because my Sona is, like, kind of just me. Just, like, slightly beefier, and then obviously, like, a furry, but, like, he's just, I don't know. He's good. He's good right now, yeah. He's a vision board for myself, I guess, and he's good currently.
Oh, I definitely see the resemblance in you guys. The power stance is very palpable. And what got you interested in being a furry in the first place? Like, what got you into it? Was like a picture? Did something come up in Google search?
Okay, well, it was around the same time that I... So this was like early teenager. Around the same time that I got interested in Bara art. I would find... I avoided furry stuff because it was like yaoi. It was just... It was very twinky. They always had the emo hair. And I was like... I'm good on that. And then I found Bara, and I found Furry Bara, and I was like, okay, now this is a yes. And I sort of just would avoid the normal furry stuff, and I would just gravitate towards the Furry Bara. And I guess that's why I felt furry adjacent, because it was more, it was the popular stuff was very thinner. So once kind of, I guess, Bigger was in, that's when I hopped in.
Oh yeah, Bigger's definitely in, like artists like Spookito. He's still spewing stuff out. Oh yeah. Big time. And it's nice to see a variety of body, because like you, when I like first got into the furry fandom, I was seeing a lot of like skinny, athletic, you know, abs, you know, because it's easier to draw. You know, it's harder to draw curves that look well, right?
Yeah.
So it's like people just default to this like skinny Twinkie boy with like the side hair. It's just so not in the move.
It's not.
Right? Bigger is better. There's more to hold. There's more to touch. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Dyson was actually a little bit heavier on Inception, because because I got the design commissioned. I didn't do it myself. It would take forever. I still wouldn't have a proper sona if I didn't. But when I asked, he was like, what is a body type? And I was like, you know what? Do Tony the Tiger, but like thick. And then he's kind of slimmed down to a little bit more my size, but like just a little beefier. So yeah, he started big and then he got like slightly leaner, just a little bit.
Oh, wow. So that artist actually like blew you like pretty big up, that then you had it slimmed down.
Like, I'm not like huge, but like.
Not like just, inflation.
Yeah, not like inflation. He was chubbier, and now he's like more cut, I guess. I don't know the proper term for it, but
he's got more shape. He's more shapely. Yeah. Yeah, when I was getting my fursona drawn, the person actually just like draws like one body type. So he was like a super twink before, and I was like, "Could you just make him, you know, chubby? Make him a little fatter, make him thicker." And he like added like 2 pounds to him, and I was like, okay, I guess this is as good as it gets.
Well, it and was now definitely the norm.
Right? And some people, I show them my reference sheet and they're like, wow, he's so big. And then the artists I show are like, draw him as a freaking twink. And I'd be like, no, he's a big boy. And they're like, oh, okay.
I'm so glad I don't have that problem. Right? Oh, that's not a relevant problem anymore.
No, I don't think you could be mistaken for a twink boy anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, man. If you weren't a furry, since it's not like a big thing, it's more like a side thing or like a quarter thing, what would you be doing if you weren't spending your time on like furry stuff?
Oh, I would. I don't want to say I'd be like more productive, but like I'd probably invest more in, I guess, because I compose, so I'd probably invest in music comp, illustration. Oh, I gotta get around to learning to draw properly. I went to school for game design, so they kind of throw everything at, they throw everything at us. They put us in writing classes, 3D modeling, drawing. I did web design, I did music comp. So I have like, I'm a legitimate bard, like jack of all trades, master of none type deal. So I guess I'd be doing just more art stuff in general, which I could still do. I'm just kind of being lazy right now.
Would you like to focus more on character design or like backgrounds?
Honestly, I really like, I like both. That's the problem. See, I'm like, I like too much stuff. I would do character and I would do environment and I would still do music. Like when I was in drawing classes, like one of our portfolio sites, I had music, I had art, and they were like, can you focus on one thing? And I was like, no.
So you're a very expressive individual, suffice to say.
Yeah, sure.